of Wildy and Tausch begins now. And it begins with the always popular, except for when the slate sucks and there's no games we're interested in, time for the weekend preview.
There are some compelling games this weekend, and we're going to open it up beyond the world of football.
Ooh.
The Packers playing in
so
the...
there must not be that many compelling football games.
I got to admit, so we were debating this the other day. Hunter Vaughn thinks it's a very compelling college football weekend.
Well, get him in here.
I think it's a pretty lackluster college football weekend.
You know, there's a lot of people that clamor in the YouTube comments for him to produce the show instead of you.
I've seen that. Ohio State, Penn State should have been a great game. And instead...
Has Penn State won a conference game yet?
No, they haven't. No, they have not. It's pretty embarrassing for them. So anyway, here are the five games to choose from this weekend.
What do you think
fellas?
About for the Big Ten to do, instead of a conference championship game, the last weekend, you have your rivalry weekend, and then the last weekend of the year, you do 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, and then if it's 17 versus 18, 15 versus 16, you have all the teams battle each other at the end. And you've set that up for the 1 seed's going to get in, but if the 8 seed beats the 1 they're in, 7 seed beats the 2 they're in, and then all of a sudden it gets the 3 versus 6, maybe the 3 seed loses out, the 6 seed beats them, they all host. So these games are at home. 17 hosts 18. You get what I'm saying?
No.
I
want to get it. It sounds like a round robin in like a bowling league.
It's not a round robin. It's a tournament. It's the Big Ten tournament, but it's a one game instead of a 3-4 day deal.
But what do you win? I don't
So
understand.
If you're a 6 seed and you're playing the 3, so if it's Illinois and they have to go to Iowa, if they beat Iowa, you're going to get 4 teams. Big Ten's going to get 4 teams in. The 1 seed is going to get in even if they lose to the 8. But if the 8 wins, they might get in. All of a sudden, it builds their case, and that's how you play it. Instead of a 1 versus 2 at the end where the 1 doesn't really even care if they win. It's in Indy. Play them at home. Have a super tournament weekend. At the end, you spread it out over Thursday to Monday and just hammer the TV with it over Thanksgiving. People will be all dialed into it. It'll be fun. You get that Friday. You love that Friday Amazon package deal. Get Amazon to sponsor Friday. You get Paramount to sponsor Saturday. NBC does Sunday. And Monday is the championship, 1 versus 8. But just think about it. This year, let's say Wisconsin struggles the rest of the way and Penn State hasn't won. How sexy of a matchup is a 17 versus an 18?
Okay, but every other year it's Maryland
teams.
And Rutgers.
Yeah, but then don't watch it. Some people won't be interested. Some will.
So this is a variation on a previous idea that you floated.
Like what?
But you've added now the, some might say, bottom dwellers.
So I'm going to tell you what is going to happen. In the next few years, is this theory is going to happen 1 through 6. You're going to have the 1-2. You're going to have the 3-6 and the 4-5 play each other. Whoever wins goes on. That's what's going to happen. So why not add it the whole way? Sell the whole dang thing to all these different streamings. Bring that cash in. Get us a little bit. And we can all start spending some NIL and make this thing great. How about we do that? We on board? You're telling me you won't be intrigued by if you have a tough year like Wisconsin is so far. No, you can turn it around, go 4-0, and just be awesome.
Yep.
Those things are possible.
Sure, that's what's going to happen.
But if you don't, like instead of it being, you get a chance to salvage, you can go win that 17-18, and you find out, are you better than the worst? That could be fun.
Before I was interrupted. I was going to say, I really like this idea. I think it's really smart.
8 should not be in the championship.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I just changed it to 1.
Yeah,
what
better.
They said is
that's
1,
better.
2 versus 3, 6, and 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then 8 and everything else is just whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of middling games. You sell that to, like, Paramount.
It's a round robin kind of thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love this idea. Would you like to get to the rest of the games that you have on your weekend preview
list? Oh, sure,
yeah.
That is the segment we're doing, yeah. Tonight, 8 o'clock at the Fieldhouse. You can listen to it on 620 WTMJ, 100.5 ESPN Madison, and 1430.
This is a big girl matchup now.
ESPN Beaver Dam.
This is a big girl matchup.
Number one, Nebraska.
By the way, we should play Nebraska twice a year.
Number 11, Wisconsin volleyball.
We should have to go out to Lincoln, too. I want both. I want it all.
Usually they play twice. This year it's only once.
They should always play twice.
Game of the year for Wisconsin volleyball tonight.
You got two elite programs. We should be playing each other twice.
You can watch it on the Big Ten Network. I highly recommend what Jason does for the football games.
I did this last week for the Washington match, and I sent a text while I was watching it, and John Arias is unbelievably good.
He's very good.
I still don't know how a D is out of how he spells his name. It's Arias, right?
Arias.
Yeah. No, you said Arias.
John Arias.
It's got kind of the rolling
R.
Yeah,
no, it sounds
D-ish. A-R-I-A-S. Arias.
That's not how it sounds, but okay.
He does a phenomenal job because if you watch it synced up like I do with Tausch and Matt LePay on the Varsity app, and you can do it with our ESPN Wisconsin app.
Or announcer cam on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
Yeah, I saw that's
so if
new
he's
deal.
Doing announcer cam, could he like go and get M&Ms and start eating M&Ms? Like if he's partnered by M&Ms?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a genius idea.
Mm-hmm. So that's tonight at 8 o'clock.
He does a phenomenal
job. He does do a great job. I highly recommend the sync up with the TV broadcast idea. It works great. Dodgers Blue Jays World Series Game 6 tonight at 7 o'clock. And
anybody else, once the Brewers got beat, lose interest?
I got it again. Yes, and then I regained interest with the 18-inning game on Monday night.
Too long.
Game 6 tonight, and if needed, 7 tomorrow. So it's a Game 6-7 weekend here for baseball.
Go.
Dodgers Blue Jays tonight at 7
o'clock. I was told on my drive here to Madison that quote, parents are ruining 6-7.
That's why we're doing it.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I said. Good, that's the goal.
Did you say good like Jocko?
No, but I should have.
USC Nebraska, Big Ten Saturday night, 6:30 on NBC. That's your college football game I'm throwing at you on Saturday. Indiana Maryland, 2:30 on CBS.
Okay.
I don't think it's a great slate. Chiefs Bills, 3:25 Sunday afternoon.
It's a must win for Buffalo. Buffalo doesn't win that. The Chiefs are going to I think they're going to stampede their way through anyways. But Buffalo doesn't win this. They don't have any chance to have home field. I don't even know if they're going to win their division. They need this game. And I want to see Buffalo in the mix. So I want to see Buffalo win that.
And Sunday Night Football, Seahawks Commanders.
They ain't getting their money's worth on that one. That's the best they can do on Sunday Night Football?
Well, yeah, I'm guessing that they would have loved to have had Chiefs Bills.
Well, they're not going to. I understand that, but there's got to be another sprinkler out there that's better.
Your NFL slate as you look for a good sprinkler.
Commanders don't even have Daniels. They ain't even playing.
No, Daniels is back.
You're sure he's back playing?
Yeah, I just saw it on Get Up because you don't have Good Morning America on in here. Your choices, alternatively, Bears-Bengals.
Woof.
Vikings Lions.
Yeah? I'm intrigued by that.
That should have been the Sunday night
game. Why is that not on Sunday night?
Not
only that,
JJ
McCarthy's back. It's Minnesota's last grasp.
I don't think
Minnesota gets beaten down this weekend. It's deuces.
They did pick the game like in.
That's been flexed. I think they can flex.
We're not in the flex
window. No, they should. Why not?
I don't know.
Just start letting it flex early. We don't need. Come on.
The other choice is Broncos Texans. Falcons, Patriots, Giants, 49ers, Saints, Rams, Chargers, Titans, Colts, Steelers, which is.
That's actually decent.
That's a noon game. Why is that not?
Colts, Steelers should be prime time.
Yeah. They should start. I agree with Tausch. They should flex in earlier.
Yes. All right. Good story.
That's your weekend preview. I don't know what we actually accomplished.
I think we accomplished there's not a ton of great games. The Chiefs-Bills is the big kahuna for the weekend.
Wisconsin volleyball tonight.
Yes, I think that will be. What would you say is the. I'm not going to ask for gambling because obviously it's collegiate and I don't.
Yeah.
Who's favored tonight?
I don't think they post.
Who's expected to win?
Nebraska is undefeated in the number one team in the country.
They've never lost this whole season?
Correct. They are one of two undefeated
teams.
It's going
to be spooky tonight. So. Is everybody going to go in costume?
Fans going to the volleyball match tonight are encouraged to be in costume. They are also encouraged. You are supposed to have it be appropriate and appropriately sized.
What does
that
mean?
Can fit in your seat. That's my question. Because
I was just having this discussion with one of our teammates, which I don't know if he wants his daughter's business out on the street, but he's got a college-age daughter who asked how she could make her costumes more slutty looking.
Whoa!
What?
Whoa!
Yes.
Whoa, Nelly!
Whoa! Again, sexy, whatever word you want to choose.
Hey!
I don't think that word is illegal.
I don't think we should.
It's inappropriate.
What
I understand.
Heck are we doing here?
I know, so that's why I didn't say who it was. But
I can deductively reason I know who it is.
We don't have that many older people working here.
All I know is that I think that's what they're referring to in the guidelines for the game is don't wear anything that's overly sexy would be part of it. Would you not agree?
Unsubscribe.
You asked.
I did not ask. I didn't ask anything about.
What does that mean?
I've never uttered the S word on air.
I can tell you this. We went to the hockey game last night. Men's hockey. Nice win, by the way.
Way too early in the season for that match.
5-0-2 through 7 this year for
Wisconsin.
Hastings
is getting it done.
Yeah, 14th night. Watch out for men's hockey. There were several costumes out and about on our walk back from the Kohl Center to the parking structure.
How would you describe them?
I would say they would not be appropriate for the volleyball match tonight based on the guidelines set by the press release that's gone out.
How would you describe these costumes? Like, what were they?
Open air.
Okay. I would describe UW Credit Union as the credit union that you should be a member of.
Okay. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here forever. You're proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They're going to help you reach your financial goals, and they're going to do it in a real, very nice way. You know, all that other stuff. You ask you, why did you join UW Credit Union? Well, they dress appropriately. They keep your banking local. Their member-first service is absolutely great. They have great perks like early payday. They support the community. They support their teams. That's the big reason as well. And if you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom makes you do crazy things, but boy, this makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
Rob Domofsky of ESPN.com joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Joining us now, I believe from his Lambeau Field office, as he gets ready to talk to Matt LaFleur about how Nate Hobbs wasn't benched, according to the defensive coordinator. Not sure what you call what happened to him. Not sure what happened to Quay Walker either. Maybe Rob can shed some light on that. It's Rob Domofsky from ESPN.com. Rob, good morning. How are you?
How are you? Good, thanks. How are you guys?
We are fabulous. What did you think when Jeff Hafley said that Nate Hobbs isn't benched?
I thought, I'm not bald, I'm just follically challenged.
Oh, that's fun.
I like that. That was good. I mean, well done.
I don't know what you want to call it, but I don't know. I mean, he's not in the starting lineup anymore, and he played four snaps, so you can call it what you want, I guess. But it was a demotion, a change, a starting lineup change, a personnel change, whatever. It was a benching.
So, Rob, with that said, and you heard what he said afterwards, and I didn't have a problem. I mean, obviously that was at best misleading, but he's trying to keep him engaged. He understands he'll read that. So I don't have a problem at all with him doing it. But the real question is, do they trust him, or do you think Goody has to go do something before Tuesday with the defensive backs?
I think they should do something, whether they trust him or not, even with him, Tausch. I thought it was a question mark in terms of that. That's the one position that scares you a little bit. I wonder this. Maybe he's just a better slot corner, and that's where he should play. And they tried to play him outside, and he's just not, just not as good at that. But the problem is, you don't have a need for a slot corner because Javon Bullard is right now. So, maybe they gambled a little bit, thinking that, well, Keyshawn Nixon turned out to be decent, moving him from the slot to outside. Maybe the same will be true for Nate Hobbs, but no two players ever the same. But obviously, you're right about keeping him engaged because there's going to be an injury at some point that gets him back on the field. That's just how it works. A lot of times, a guy will lose his job, and then 2 weeks later, somebody gets hurt, and he's back in the lineup, and he plays fine. So, we'll see. They don't play a lot of dime, but that seemed to be his role on Sunday. Hapley hardly ever plays dime. But they did. That was his first time he was on the field Sunday against the Steelers was in a dime package. So right now that's probably just his role. And, look, Jason can tell you, we saw Carrington Valentine make plays on the ball in training camp day after day after day. And I realize, training camp doesn't always translate to the season. But, I was sort of thinking as this, Nate Hobbs struggles had gone on the last couple of weeks, why aren't they giving Valentine mm-hmm. a shot? And obviously they finally did.
So what happened with when Valentine wasn't playing hardly at all? Was it just they felt like they had to because Hobbs' contract? Or went from he had a great camp to what he was doing to not playing to playing every rep but four last week?
Yeah, I'm sure that they, part of it was, we signed this guy to a big contract, $16 million signing bonus, four for 48. I'm sure that plays a part in it. You can say, all they want that, we play the best guys. Doesn't matter if you're a first-round pick or an undrafted free agent, but that's true. But the first-round pick, or in this case, the high-priced guy, is going to get the first shot, right? That's just the way it goes. I do wonder, what the personnel department thinks of the change. I don't know if this is, this is such a weird operation here now where Goody and LaFleur are on the same level. Does LaFleur even have to go to Goody and tell him, hey, we're benching the guy you signed, or does he just do it? That has never been clear to me.
Yeah, and in fairness, Carrington Valentine has started.
I think Mark Murphy still gets to make that call. Don't they have to call Mark Murphy?
He's helped with the game plan, too.
We got to get the Chippewa Falls.
But Carrington Valentine started 19 games in his first 2 years. It's not like he's just some random guy that they've plugged in there. He has a track record, and to Rob's point, he had a strong camp. I'm curious to see how they move forward there and if they do add. My next question, though, is you saw Quay Walker yesterday at practice. Mm-hmm. He did not participate. Usually what happens is a guy leaves a practice, he ends up being added to the injury report as limited, and then we find out something happened during the practice. That's not the case with him. Maybe something happened on Wednesday. What's your understanding of where he's
at? Well, no, it's interesting, Jason, because he was in pads and went through stretch. We checked him off. Mm. We go outside for the drills that start after stretch, and he was standing on the sideline talking to, I believe it was one of the medical people. I can't remember if it was Nate Weir or one of the training staff people, athletic training staff, they like to be called.
They
sorry.
Do.
One of the athletic training staff, he was talking to this person on the sideline, and I heard him say something about his calf. He was intending to practice yesterday. He was suited up in full pads, went through stretch, and then that was it. So it was bizarre. We all tweeted when we walked out of practice that, hey, something may be up with Quay Walker. Let's mm-hmm. see what happens on the injury report. And sure enough, there he was. So obviously a huge concern, right? He's been playing well, playing really well, probably his best football of his career so far. You lose that guy. He's the green dot helmet guy making the calls, right? It's a big concern on a Thursday afternoon when you lose, the quarterback of your defense.
And on top of that, he's one of the reasons why they don't play much dime, right? Because they want him and Edgerrin Cooper on the field together. They don't want to take him out.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. Hey, look, we've spent a fair amount of time being told this is not a trap game or we're not going to let it be a trap game. And Tausch doesn't like that term either, and I get it.
I hate it.
But yeah, I agree. But whatever you want to call it, making sure that you're up for this game and you take care of business against a 500 team in between playing your former quarterback and playing the defending champs on Monday Night Football, whatever you want to call it, if you're the team you think you are, you take care of business in this game. Do you not? Isn't that how you view it?
No doubt. Yeah, I agree with that. And, I mean, I don't think they lost to Cleveland because they were, you know, not up for the game. Mm-hmm. I think they just didn't play well. But you got to play well. And, you know, people probably, you know, look at Carolina and think, oh, they haven't been good for a while. They are 4-4. I mean, that's
– right.
They're in it. Like, Carolina's coming in here, I guarantee you, thinking, man, if we steal one at Green Bay, 5-4, and, you know, we got a chance. You know, I think that – That they have more, they have a lot to gain by this game, you know, more than the Packers have to lose by losing it. So I would be leery of them. And I know what we discuss in the media has no bearing on the game, but we really haven't asked players much about the Panthers this week. I mean, you know, a few Bryce Young questions here, Rico Dowdle. But it's just like, you know, players can't look at it that way. I can. I'm starting to work on my Philly stories next week. I have that luxury. They don't.
You're looking ahead.
Well, what's your Philly stories? What are you thinking? I'm just kidding, Rob. Is Carolina the most nondescript NFC team?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm being serious.
So, you know, I was thinking about this because I was having a conversation with a friend of mine about, like, which sports teams could go away and no one would notice. We were talking about the NBA and, like, the Washington Wizards are the NBA team that, like, could go away and, like, no one would notice. I wonder if –
was this Madsen and Hogue?
No, it was actually Archer. I can tell you why later when you're back up here at the facility.
Sacramento Kings. But,
Rob, which of the 32 teams would be the worst to write for? Like, just from a boring, like, I could, like, you have to just constantly scrap to write anything. Nobody would ever call you to put you on TV. Which of the 32 would be, from your end?
Arizona Cardinals.
There you go.
There's more interest in, like, from our standpoint, like, Jacksonville, Tennessee, Houston, no one cares about the Arizona Cardinals.
Dang, that's very blunt. Bold. Love a good blunt answer.
We have a good friend who works for the Cardinals. I'm going to clip that and send that to him.
When's the last time the Arizona Cardinals have had a reporter, a Sports Center person on Sports Center or NFL Live? I can't think of it.
Probably Larry Fitzgerald's deal.
When they had Kurt Warner.
The Jeff Janis game?
Weren't they like a 4 seed then? I don't even know if they did then.
When the great Pedro Gomez was still with mm-hmm. us, RIP.
So, Rob, what is – we did our green and gold preview, and we ended up talking about something similar to this. This is – and it's not a trap game, but there is no – there just doesn't seem to be a ton of juice. Everybody's fired up.
No.
Obviously, for Philly coming up. We know that this is an important game because they're all important. But what are you intrigued by with this game before you start finishing all of your Philly stories on Saturday?
I'm intrigued by the run that Jordan Love is on and potentially could be going on. You know, can he throw up, you know, another, you know, multi-touchdown game with no interceptions and completing 70% of his passes? And if that's the case, Tausch, you know, I think we'd have to look at it as he's on one of the better stretches of his, you know, 3-year run here. Obviously, the stretch at the end of his first season as a starter was outstanding. But if he can go on and continue to sort of go on a run, I just think it makes this team, you know, really, really dangerous. Not that they're not dangerous to begin with, but if the quarterback just gets in one of those grooves, like Aaron used to get into, like Brett used to get into, where it was just game after game where it was, you know, 280 yards minimum, 2 or 3 touchdowns, no picks. Like, I mean, that's the kind of thing I think that this game serves as. It's just a continuation for Jordan Love in the offense and guys like Tucker Kraft to show that, you know, these aren't just one-off games here or there where they're really good, is that they just keep putting games together back to back to back where they're you know, borderline dominant.
So with the Tucker Kraft, you know, he has emerged obviously as a star. I would say he's the best tight end in football. You can maybe argue a few others, but he is in that conversation. I think he'll be first team all pro if this level continues on. I think he's going to be first team all pro at tight end. He needs targets, but there is there some frustration? And I know Jason didn't want to use the word disgruntled when it comes to Matthew Golden.
Just because I don't know that.
No, no, no. I know. And I didn't say good or bad. Do you think who in that group is probably the most frustrated right now that they're not getting the touches that they want?
I mean, besides Jaden Reed, who's hurt, and he's
probably the hurt guys are a separate story. Yes.
No, I know. It was my way of getting Jaden Reed in there. He started doing some drills or running at least on the side this week, so that's a good sign. You know, I think if you look at this week's opponent, Tausch, and they have a rookie first round receiver who's playing, you know, getting a lot of opportunities and playing well, right? Tet McMillan, a guy who I was told the Packers were very interested in, and obviously, you know, he went way before them. If you're Matthew Golden and you're looking at that and going, man, why aren't I getting those kind of touches as a rookie? Or, you know, I can understand why that might be the case. Now, totally different team, totally different receiver room. But this is a hard place to come. And maybe, you know, maybe this is why Goody just didn't feel like it was ever worth adding a first-round receiver, because it's just so hard for you to get a rookie receiver opportunities here because they have a lot of good ones. Do they have any great ones? And maybe Matthew Golden was drafted to be the next great one, but like he's got to get the ball to show that he can be it. So if I were him, I would be a little frustrated. There's no question in my mind that was how I would react, but we all know I'm a little spirited, as I was told the other day.
Who said they were spirited?
Oh, it's a long story.
Well, we got time.
Apparently,
if it's good, we got time.
So, all right, real quick. So, apparently, Aaron Popke, Packers, I don't know what his title is.
Director of Public Affairs.
He handles everything. He's the popster.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, apparently, he went and spoke at one of the classes at Lawrence University yesterday where Hogan, my son Hogan, plays basketball. And one of his teammates was in the class. And so, Hogan texted me and said, hey, do you know an Aaron Popke? And I said, yeah. I go, and you probably, maybe you must not remember, but he played in the Alloway Little League. I think he was actually on the team that I coached. And he's like, I don't remember him. And so then his teammate texted him and Hogan screenshotted it. He said, yeah, Aaron Popke said you played with or against his kids in baseball, and your dad was a very spirited coach with the umpires.
Yeah. Does he have truth as a defense?
I could say something on here, but it'd probably get bleeped out.
Let's go viral. Jesse hasn't had anything viral in a while.
Just because you don't do something once doesn't mean that's what you do.
You are a devoted sports dad, and you've got two boys playing college basketball. So we know how important that is to you, and it's certainly more important than Aaron Popke's opinion of you. By the way,
wait till I see Popke next.
I look forward to that. All right, last thing for you, so we can let you go to Matt LaFleur. Along the lines of Tausch's question about Golden, yeah. I thought, you know, Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Press Gazette and Matt LaFleur engaged in a back and forth the other day. I actually had Jesse play it on the show. I think Matt LaFleur authentically wants to get a bunch of his guys involved in the passing game, and at the same time, he knows that he should get Tucker Kraft the ball more than anybody else because he's the best option they have. Do you think that causes the old ball coach there a little bit of consternation trying to figure out how to balance that? Because I thought his answers were really good and compelling, but I also thought it showed that it's something that weighs on him.
Yeah. I understand your point, and I see it, but this goes back to why, like, I don't play fantasy football, because the coaches don't care who gets the ball. They just want someone to get the ball and someone to score.
Like, right.
This is truly, like, I tell people that ask me for fantasy football advice all the time, I say stay away from the Packers, because this is truly not an offense where they go in and saying we're going to get the ball to so-and-so this many times. And maybe – I'm sure – I mean, this offense was that at times when you had a great player like – Davante Adams or Jordy Nelson or those guys that were, you know, on and on and on, super, super special. Not saying that these guys here can't become that, but that's just not the way they operate. And I think LaFleur, sure, does he want to make sure everybody's happy? And did the Romeo Doubs situation last year make it harder for him and at least make him have to be more aware of it? Absolutely. But ultimately, the coaches want to win, and they don't care who scores. I mean, they really and truly don't.
Rob does that, and then he drafts Tucker Kraft, and he laughs because Tucker Kraft is dominating. Smart.
I don't play fantasy football, but if you did, I know. As one of my great friends said, none of my fantasies include football.
Well done.
Except maybe one of your colleagues whose name of his fantasy football team I've learned through the transcription pool is also something we're not going to discuss on today's program. Rob, go tell Matt LaFleur what you think of him. We appreciate you.
We'll be seeing you guys.
That is Rob Domofsky of ESPN.com. You can read his work there or on ESPNWisconsin.com.
What do you mean, what does he think of him? Is that like a fun little inside joke that
no,
you guys have?
Because he's not going to go tell Aaron Popke what he thinks of him. That was the subtext there.
Gotcha.
Although maybe he will. He's not afraid to speak his mind, Rob Domofsky. You're not afraid to talk about how great American Family Insurance is.
Life is better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. That's because when you feel protected, you're free to go about and enjoy your dreams or your fantasies, whatever it may be, from decorating a new nursery to hosting a family reunion in your new backyard. So insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance.
More Will the Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Oh, I swear to you, I'll be there for you. This is not a
drive-by. Just a shy guy looking for a tour. Thanks to Rob Domofsky, the spirited Packers beat writer.
Jesse, do you think... So I'm just watching. I don't know why you have the TVs on. You know that's a trouble spot for us. Sneaky Hembo does these questions where he asks, which stadium has hosted the most conference championship games? I'm intrigued to find out. I'm thinking it has to be New England, right? I would like for you with Jason and I. I'd like for you to have a Packers-related question. Because Jason should know, it's San Francisco Candlestick Park is the correct answer. 8 times.
That makes sense.
Yeah it does. Wouldn't that be fun? Where then our YouTubers, we could put it out before commercial break. Nobody would cheat. And then we kind of think through it, and we see who gets the most correct.
Like they used to have Stump the Schwab. You want to play Stump the Show? And
no,
I don't
want to talk about stumps.
Nelly's Nuggets.
Nobody calls you Nelly.
No, they don't, but that fits.
Jesse's Junk.
What's wrong with you today?
Boy, I don't know. He is so used to not having stimuli. I think
Halloween
the stimuli
brings out the worst thing. Totally
he has become a total dirtbag today. I'm not sure where his head's
wait
at.
Wait a minute now. That wasn't necessary.
You mentioned
put the
junk.
Mustache back on. Channel your Ted Lasso awesomeness.
Now I look like Tom Oates. Remember when Tom Oates had that mustache?
He had a thick mustache like that?
Oh, very thick mustache, yes.
Oatsy looks great, by the way.
He does. We love Oatsy. I should text him.
I was going to say, why don't you go grab lunch with Oatsy? Go get a steak. And a limo.
And it's not, put it on Matt LaPay. Put it on Underhill. All right. Hey, tell us about Tito's Vodka so we can get to our Steinoffel Sleepers.
Oh, that was quick. You know me, I love three things: football, firing up the grill, and a solid cocktail in your hand. And you know what? You got a great weekend. Jesse went through the list. You got the volleyball match tonight, Halloween. Always love Halloween. You walk around the neighborhood, people's garages open, you stop in, and if you're going to have a cocktail, whether it's going to be with Gatorade, if it's going to be a tonic, if it's going to be with Sprite, whatever it might be, it's going to be Tito's in my glass, because when you mix it, that is the drink to have. They're not just about great drinks, though. They also give back in a big way, partnering with nonprofits and doing real good in the communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. So the next time you're raising a glass, make it with Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled by fifth generation in Austin, Texas, crafted to be savored responsibly. I had my landman going there a little bit.
I do declare.
Our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
All our troubles, we'll lay to rest and we'll wish we could come back.
It's been an interesting day.
These days.
Looking forward to Monday when I'll be back in my basement. Until then, time for our Steinhoffel's sleepers.
How about the Dolphins? Firing their GM. Bam. What a hot mess that
but
place is.
But not firing their coach.
The coach is still there.
And he's finishing the season.
That coach is dunzo.
Well, apparently put not as dunzo as Chris Greer.
What a mess.
The general manager. Let me try that again. Time now for our Steinhoffel sleepers of the week.
Don't sleep, you gotta stay.
You gotta talk
hey
again.
There, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilde and Tausch.
It is time for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. Anything to add?
Yeah, I do. If I'm Brian Gutekunst, I am scouring that Dolphins roster. Who do I want? I don't have a GM. I think they just named Champ somebody as like the interim dude.
Maybe they can get Joe Douglas to fill in.
Leverage. Leverage. But go down. I think they have Bradley Chubb. I don't think we're in the mood to go get another pass rusher. But do they have a corner that we'd like? Is there maybe a... I don't think we need a tailback. I like what the Green Bay Packers are doing with their tailbacks. But that's somewhere... That's where I'd be... sniffing around.
You think because they fired the GM, it's kind of like in draft day where we're going to take advantage of the inexperienced Jacksonville Jaguars GM?
I hate to tell you this because you are a delicate flower. But when you see it, when another animal sees a wounded animal,
You go for the kill.
They don't just go over there and pat him on the tush and say, oh, let's get up and let's take it to the hospital. They eat it. The NFL is a dog-eat-dog world.
Mm-hmm,
it is a wolf-eat-deer world. And this is a wounded animal down there in Miami.
That's
FYI.
True.
FYI.
You're 100% right.
All right, Steinhoff, I got to get back in the books here, man. I can't try to be all cute. No, I'm going to do this. You guys bully-balled me a little bit last week, and the Edgerrin Cooper a couple weeks ago set a bad tone, and I think this is going to be a day that they run the football very effectively, and I think Emmanuel Wilson's going to be the guy to do it. I think Josh Jacobs is a little bit... I don't know if he's fully on. I don't know where he's at. He was a little sick. You know, if he's a little dinged up. But I think you want to have him rocking and rolling. You want to limit his touches this week if you can, and you get a lead, and wear out old Podna Wilson. I want him getting a bunch of touches. I hope he has more. And we set this big showdown for next Monday night with a big game from Emmanuel Wilson. He is my Steinhoffel's sleeper of the week.
That wasn't weird at all. Jesse, who you got?
Well, now I'm pivoting because I was going to go with Emmanuel Wilson. I think that's a great pick by Tausch. So I'm going to go to someone who I was going to pick.
Go Havlicek.
No.
That would
no.
be so bold
but
after
I did,
they
I
trade
my
him to
bold,
Tennessee today.
I got the win last week. My bold Christian Watson selection did pay off by 565 analytics standards.
You guys give me grief about picking a second-round pick. You'd pick a first-round pick in his game back, and
you
they give
didn't
him
know
four
he,
catches.
At
yeah,
the
yeah.
time of the selection, we didn't know he was
I have
even
not
going
given
to
565 a ton of grief because I respect what they've done, but that was a... blunder last week. Go ahead.
He is desperate to get back in the win column.
Who should have won?
Time to bully
the staff. I don't even know who else
staff.
We picked. I didn't deserve to win last week. But Jesse, to give me all the grief about taking Edgerrin Cooper, then you take whatever. Go ahead.
I didn't pick him earlier this year, and he ended up scoring a touchdown in the game that I was going to pick him and chose not to. So I'm going to take him now that I'm in a pinch. John Fitzpatrick is my Steinhoffel sleeper of the week.
Good pick. Good pick.
John Fitzpatrick.
I like both of your choices because they fall under the umbrella of actual sleepers. So I'm going to take Matthew Golden. I'm just kidding. But he did only have 3 catches for 4
Why
yards.
Just kidding.
Because he's a first-round pick.
So is Christian Watson.
He was a second-round pick.
Fair enough.
And there was, in fairness to Jesse, as much as I'd like to give him a hard time, in fairness to Jesse, there was some question. We did not know for certain when you made the pick. We did not know for certain that he would be activated.
You didn't listen to the show April 23rd of last year?
April 23rd of
July
this year?
6th.
July 6th of this year? You didn't listen to the show when I declared?
I did. You did declare it. Again, I care about words. You were...
You do when it fits. And then when the words don't fit, you don't care about the words. We found that out on Monday. That's why I made it a big deal. Continue.
You don't under... I don't want to fight.
I defer to Tausch.
Nobody's fighting.
I was deferring on the subject matter, not deferring for you to go first.
Deferred on the word.
Then fine. I'll take Matthew Golden.
There! Yeah! It's not that hard, bro!
Yeah! Kind of a weak pick.
Exactly.
I do wonder if Matt LaFleur's like, oh boy, he was... He deactivated his Instagram account. I better make sure to dial up 3 or 4 plays for him this week. I don't want him mad on the gram.
In all seriousness, do you think that's entering Matt LaFleur's thinking
process? I will assure you of this. Somebody told him something about it. Whether or not... Now, if Matt LaFleur is so soft that that would bother him to that degree. Now, I want him to acknowledge and say, all right, well, maybe we have to watch this. But if he is looking at it and saying, well, I'm not going to drop 6 plays for Tucker because Matthew Golden deactivated an Instagram account, that is a huge red flag. I don't believe he's doing that. But do I think that he is probably forewarned about this? And does he want to get Matthew Golden more involved?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, good. I'm glad it was a good question. I don't know what the question was to Matt LaFleur. Moments ago, but Bill Huber
was it about Hobbs
tweeting it out? The answer was, I don't give a beep about if it's Halloween. What? What's the question that, like, are you going to their Halloween, the team Halloween party? Like,
are you dressing up tonight?
I don't give a blank if it's Halloween.
Scared money don't make money.
Well, we got to get this one. We got to make sure we beep that out. You'll have to have that ready during the 11 o'clock hour. Those are our Steinhoffel sleepers of the week. You can share yours. I like Halloween. What was Matt LaFleur?
You're not even trick or treating tonight.
We are actually.
How?
We found out where there's trick or treating in the Madison area.
You can't just go poach in a neighborhood. That's not allowed. No.
What do you mean it's not allowed?
You don't get to go in other. No, that's not how trick or treating works.
I think we've stumbled upon a really good topic.
So you're telling me you're going to come into Madison, you big highfalutin Green Bayer, and you're going to go poach neighborhoods and just go grab full size candy and take them out of here?
Well, I don't.
That ain't allowed.
I don't think we're going to grab full size candy bars. We're going to take whatever is given out by people in the. Who live around the stadium
and
area.
You're not even home to then give out candy.
We
for
left
your
candy
trick-or-
out in buckets.
I just saw your ring cam and you have raccoons eating it.
I've seen a lot of those videos. You like one of those and your whole feed is full of them, by the way. So don't like those. You should like.
I found that with Sydney Sweeney. I don't know what happened there, but that's another thing.
You
look at one video and it's like, what the heck? Now all of a sudden you can't get it. It's all Sydney Sweeney all the time.
Were we just talking about Cam Newton a minute ago and now he's on our television? How is that possible?
How is Cam Newton not retired and statuized in Carolina? Like, it's
how
absurd.
Is Sydney Sweeney? Here's what
is
I like.
Is she from Charlotte?
No, I have no idea.
This guy. Halloween.
It would be great if I could tell you about it. Steinhoffel's Black Friday sale is already underway. It is here. Get a jump on the savings with doorbusters like any size Sealy mattress for just $99. Dining tables and sofas for $499 and queen beds for only $599. Plus, enjoy 36 months, 0% interest financing on purchases over $1,999. Don't wait till Black Friday. These deals are happening right now in-store and online. It's Steinhoffel's or steinhoffels.com. Shop today and save at Steinhoffel's. The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.